this is WJOI's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today we're going to conclude our conversation with John and Tammy Junker, who served as team missionaries in Japan for 30 years. I think the conversation has been very interesting, and I hope you've been enjoying it too. So let's finish it up today.
Yeah. New dynamic.
Yeah, so there's not even, I have friends that are missionaries with Wycliffe in Africa, but some of them send their kids to a boarding school for months on end, but that's apparently not even an option.
But it is an option.
We could do that. We could send...
Yeah, but I'm not trying to talk you into something. Mm-hmm. Just that's a difficult choice to have to make.
It is, and it's, you know, we're thinking it from Japan, it's cheapest to send, if you're going to do the boarding thing, it would be cheapest to send them to the Philippines, actually. Mm-hmm. Though there are schools in Japan. Evidently it's more reasonable.
But
we don't know if we want to be set, you know, what's going to be best, what's God's will in this situation.
Sure.
So we don't know.
Hmm. So we can be praying for John and Tammy as God will give you wisdom.
Thank you.
Now, as you go through this year, but let's go back. 30 years. You've been ministering for 30 years. Can you tell me, how did God sustain you in a low point there? Because I know you've had some low points, because that's such a tough nut to crack. So
I have a wonderful wife that's helped me. Really, those low points, she helped me see, understand, you know, I would see things happening, I'd say, this is not right, this is not going well, and she would help me go through that. I've had, we've worked together as a team, so I work with a Japanese pastor, I've been working with him for almost 20 years. That's been a real, he could reality check, saying, you know, okay, this is what's happening, help me understand the situation. We've been able, and we get to work together, so it's, we've seen a lot of difficult times, but it's been, I would do it again. You know, I mean, it's hard, but it's good. And so I don't see it as, it's not a continuing low point. And also, sometimes you just get tired.
Right.
So home assignment gives us a little bit of time to get refreshed, get God's, listen to God's word, be encouraged by other believers.
Definitely the ministry team, having, whether it's us as partners or Pastor Koiwai or others, just having people say, no, just keep going at it. Don't give up. Reminding us of what's truth. And, you're always going to have things come up that can make you think, well, maybe this isn't where we're supposed to be. Maybe we aren't doing things right. But, having people around you to catch you and help you to see that, no, that's not the reality. Remember God's word. He's true. He's faithful. And he'll get you through this. Just reminders like that.
I really emphasize that having a team, working together as a team. We have like 7-8 couples working together, and that's unusual. I mean, usually just one, my parents work by themselves for, all those years. And I think being able to work together has helped. And we complement each other's gifts. We give, we talk to each other all the time about, how can we do this better? And look at the situation saying, this is not looking very good. Okay, what do you think? And so that's been just a great, that's a relationship. We have a great relationship. And it didn't start out real well at the beginning, but I talk about drinking coffee with the pastor, spending hours with him, and going to the hot spring, which is sort of a different, you don't do elders meetings at hot springs usually, right? But that's where God just built a bond there. Mm-hmm. And now, he would not want to do ministry by himself. I don't want to do ministry by ourselves.
And each family has weaknesses. We all have our challenges, mm-hmm. And sharing that and being together, just helping each other out and, reassuring each other, we all have our weaknesses. It's very encouraging, too. If you're kind of on your own and you've got just a bunch of believers who are expecting you to be
everything
perfect, that's unrealistic, and it's impossible to carry that kind of a burden. Anyone would burn out, and so it's really important to be in a real team that shares life.
Yeah. And speaking of team, this is John and Tammy Junker of team.org. We had to work that in there.
Yeah,
that's the Evangelical Alliance Mission. You can go to their website, team.org, and find out about the ministry of team throughout the world. The Junkers are with the Central Nagano Ministry Initiative, and so you can just put in Japan and search and look up some of those short-term mission needs there. I asked you about low times. Can you tell me, give me a time where just God really broke through and you had maybe an aha moment or a, wow, look what God has done. Have you had one of those?
Memorial service? I just, you know, my dad passed away in April. My mom passed away about 2.5 years ago. So we, and for years we've been talking about, you know, we're going to have funeral service in America, but we want to do something in Japan. And we were able to do that in May. We had probably 200 people come from all over Japan, all over Nagano-ken, Christians, non-Christians, people that knew mom and dad. And we were able to have a God-honoring, my mom and dad especially loved John 3:16, and the message was focused on John 3:16 and giving the gospel message to the unbelievers who came, they hadn't seen mom maybe for 17 years, 16, 17, but they came to that memorial service and they heard the gospel, and then we were able to reconnect with the believers that some of them I hadn't seen 30 years, 40 years. But that was just, and I thought, wow, it speaks to the legacy of my parents, but also just how God is still working in Japan. And that was an aha. I mean, there's lots of little ahas, or just times I think, wow, the pastor's meetings that we've had where a pastor was totally burned out, he always down in the mouth. Whenever he shared something, it was, you know, you, okay, here it comes again, you know, type of thing. But then now, you just the other day when we talked, he was just so upbeat. He's 70-something years old. He's still, the future doesn't look real bright yet, but his attitude is totally different. And I was so encouraged by just listening to the way he was talking. Just if he's changed, if he has that, you know, greater love for the Lord, greater love for Scripture, greater love for people, it's going to affect the church. And so that's an idea. That was an aha. Just saying, wow, God's doing something here. I know with the ladies, you've had
lots of really encouraging things. We've had Bible studies and meetings, but this one thing that really stands out is just a wow, that's great, God has been working when I didn't see it, you know. And that was with the kids being in school. They went to Japanese school through sixth grade. There was one mother of a child in one of my son's classes.
Okay.
Who we were friends, you know, we had get-togethers every once in a while. Well, when my son graduated, you know, you don't see those people anymore once they graduate from elementary school. And so we did this Christmas concert. We do this Christmas concert at, it's not a concert, we just sing, well, I guess it's a concert, yeah, every year at this local hospital. And we were there 2 years ago, and this lady's father was dying. And that's the area in the hospital. It's a hospice care kind of place. And she was really down and depressed. I didn't realize this at the time, but anyway, I saw her there, and I was like, oh, hi, you know. And she told me later that was really encouraging. Just to see me there was, for some reason, extremely encouraging to her. And then later, just about 2 months before we came back for home assignment this time, I was shopping, and I saw her. And I said, hi, you know, and she said, you know what? I've been like thinking I need a drastic change in my life, and your face came to my mind. And I'm like, wow, really? You poor thing. You know? But I thought, wow, God's really working that, you know, we don't see each other right that much, but God brought my face. And she said, I really need to talk. And so we set up a time to talk, you know, before I came back, and we talked for about an hour or two before another meeting. Mm-hmm. But she was just really open, and I was able to share quite a bit, pointing her to the Bible, Christianity, mm-hmm. and talking to God about what's on her heart and mind. And so that was great. I didn't do much at all, just being there again and just seeing God work when I wasn't aware was very encouraging, because we don't know the different ways that God is using us just by us being there. So.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you guys. 30 years of ministry in Japan, and so that's amazing. Not many folks try to tackle that. So I want to honor you for your service and encourage folks to take a look at that team.org website. But pray for John and Tammy Junker and their ministry and their year here as they try to sort out where God's leading them next and where to put their 18-year-old into school after he graduates. That's always a challenge. Thanks for everybody tuning in today. This is Howard Gunning, and this is the WJY's Lamplighter Program. Thanks for making us a part of your day.